Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Maaseh Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Maaseh. It is a shorter Aliyah, only 14 psukim long, running from Perek Lamed Daled, Tes Zayin to Chof Tes. We hear in this Aliyah on the topic of the new leaders of each tribe. As you know, this is a new generation, so we now hear about the new Nasi'im, the new leaders of each tribe. So we hear about Yoshua from the tribe of Yehuda, Kaleb ben Yefune from Shimon, Shmuel ben Amihud from Benjamin, Elidad ben Kislon from Dan, Buki ben Yogli from Menashe, Chaniel ben Ephod from Ephraim, Kemuel ben Shiftan from Zvulun, Elisaphon ben Parnach from Yisachar, Paltiel ben Azan from Asher, Achihud ben Shlomi, and from Naphtali, Padahel ben Amihud. So those are the names of the new leaders of the new generation. Who is missing? This is only 10 tribes. So what is missing is Reuven and Gad. Their leaders are not listed, and for the very basic reason is this is inheritance focused. It's about going into the land of Israel and getting a chelik in Israel, and Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven have already settled themselves in the East Bank, so they are left out in this case. Menashe does get one because he has half a tribe in the land of Israel. What is the order? It doesn't seem to be the order of the tribes of birth. Tribes, it doesn't seem to be the order of the way they camped in the desert. So it seems that it's moving from south to north in Israel, from the Nachala, from the inheritance south to north. And it's fascinating because the Goral, the lottery, has not yet been deployed. So this is, in a certain sense, looking forward to what's going to be in the future. Now, you'll notice a little bit of a change in syntax in the descriptions of the leaders here. By the tribes of Yehuda, Shimon, and Binyamin, the first three, we don't hear the word Nasi. Why not? So the Orachaim HaKadosh offers us a few options. First option is that these are the first three. So we're already told these are the leaders, so we don't need to hear each one with the appellation leader. Another possibility that the Orachaim HaKadosh suggests is that Kalev was so famous he didn't need to have the term Nasi. Shimon, in a certain sense, forfeited his title of Nasi because he had Zimri, who was one of the ringleaders, which led to a lot of destruction. And Binyamin, because Eldad was Elidad, who was Eldad, one of those prophets who Moshe Rabbeinu gave the spirit of prophecy to in Parshas Baaloscha. So therefore, you didn't need to have an extra appellation as over here. Now, why is this section over here? So the Marikra explains that this parsha, this is going to be a general map of Parshas Maaseh, which is very helpful, and that is Moshe was very disappointed by not getting access to the land. As we saw in Parshas Pinchas, Moshe Rabbeinu is told that after the battle with Midian, he's going to be brought into his people and he's going to die. He can only look into the land, he's not going to get there. So he's consoled by receiving five commands, which he's going to give over to the land of Israel. Command number one is to conquer the land. We just read that in the last Aliyah. Establishing the borders, that was the last Aliyah. This Aliyah, which is appointing the leaders of all the divisions of the Shvatim, of the tribes. And then the next two Aliyahs, the city of the Levim and the Arei Miklat, the city of refuge, the cities of refuge. So all these commands are very land-centric. So Moshe Rabbeinu is being given the stewardship of being able to ensure the inheritance of the land, even though he himself will not have that access himself. This is to be some sort of consolation. With this, we close the fourth Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.